I am just literally starting it now.
Okay.
Bear with me one moment, Booniverse. Right, good evening, everyone. Fee and I are in a brilliant restaurant. It is really brilliant. We've only had our starters, and I wouldn't normally declare this early, but the service has been impeccable so far. Really lovely, friendly, patient, really, really good. The food, the starters have been out of this world. Yeah. Amazing starters. The wine is good. We had a nice sparkling wine to begin with.
Local one?
It was a local one. I can't remember where they said that one was from. Where was it? It was a fairly local one.
Oh, thank you. That's fantastic.
Ice in there? No, there was ice in there.
Oh, but it's melted.
Maybe a couple of cubes in my drink.
Water,
please.
Oh, you're terrible, you are.
I know.
Poor people. They got a restaurant around here.
That's just a really good example, though, isn't it?
It is. It is, absolutely.
Have you unplugged the Watson?
Yes, Fee.
Thank you.
Do you like some ice cubes in the water as well?
Sorry?
Like
I can live without it,
you
okay.
Can live without it. I'll
put them all in the jar. Hey, what a good noise.
Are you both finished with your starters?
Really amazing.
They were
really
amazing.
Absolutely delicious.
So you like a bit of each other. Love the coconut salad too.
It is delicious.
Like the guacamole that he wasn't sure about.
Were you not sure about that?
Sorry?
Were you not sure about that?
No, I liked it. It was really nice. I wouldn't.
Often before, he thought, oh, it might have tomato, but he enjoyed it.
It's really nice. No, I have to say, the whole thing worked really well for me. Really enjoyed that.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it. I'll just take this away for you.
No problem. Thank you. So anyway, Audioboo, we are in a restaurant on East Street in Brighton. It is called Terre à Terre, or something like that. T-E-R-R-E-A, new word, A, new word, same again.
T-E-A-R-E, yeah. So three words, Terre à Terre.
Yeah, which I wondered if it means ground to ground or something like that. And it is, this is amazing for me.
Guys, I'm just relaying your cutlery.
Okay.
No problem at all, thank you.
Can we have about a gazillion napkins, please?
Yes, I will bring. So there's one under your set of cutlery.
Yeah, it won't be enough.
Table for me.
Thank you.
I don't know what she's trying to suggest here. I'm neat and tidy.
What are you planning?
You're neat and tidy. Yeah, we're going to have a food fight. You watch.
Don't worry, it'll be fine. I'm going to coating it up on the floor. I meant to say that, haven't I? Sorry, Vance, if you've had my coat on top of you for the past 10 minutes. Or longer.
Would you like all these extra napkins?
For the moment,
yeah. Here we go. There's loads there. You got the napkins.
I'll tell you what, there's two piles. I've got that one. You can have this one. No, actually, that one's bigger.
No, you just
do you have these two?
Just.
Thank you.
I know.
If you lose those now, right?
I'm not going to lose them. Okay.
I'm getting drunk now.
Yeah.
Is it funny?
Yeah, it is funny. It is funny. it feels like it's very funny. Lovely waiting staff.
Lovely. I'll be ultra nice though.
So what I'm trying to say to Audioboo.
I'm not an angry drunk, I'm a smiley, silly, giggly drunk.
What I'm trying to say to Audioboo is we're in a vegetarian restaurant. This is Robert in a vegetarian restaurant.
But, I'm enjoying it.
But I tell you what I'm thinking now, what I'm coming around to thinking is, that I should treat going to a vegetarian restaurant in the same way as going to an Indian restaurant or a Thai restaurant or whatever it is. It's just another genre of food. And it's not something...
There's so many different...
No, I understand that. I do understand that. But you know, from a meat eater's perspective, it is just another genre.
Another genre.
Because normally, you know, you see vegetarian, you think, oh, well, that's for vegetarians.
Yeah, oh, I see. So you're thinking... you know, okay, maybe this can be for me
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, absolutely, that's what I'm thinking. I have to say, the starter was absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
I really, 10 out of 10 for it. The different flavours, the flavours.
You had a taste of mine, didn't you?
I did. The flavours were balanced so nicely. The texture of the sort of polenta cakes with a little bit of sweet corn in were brilliant. Just absolutely brilliant. Just this lovely coating on it, this thin coating on the outside.
It was
amazing.
I had cauliflower bhajis, everybody.
Which were also amazing.
They were.
And we've had this really nice sparkling wine to start, and then we're sort of splitting after that. I'm on a Spanish Rioja, and you are on
a Blanc something.
No, it was the part.
Blanc de Pax, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Which is a bit dry for me, but I can see the. I can see the flavour in it, which I struggle on a lot of really dry white wines. A bit like you with beer, I would just say, it's dry. It's dry wine. Yeah.
They let me taste little bits of a couple of the wines before I decided what wine to have.
They did. No, they have truly been lovely and wonderful.
Lovely.
And I'm not yet drunk, so, you know, this isn't alcohol talking.
But it isn't
but
either.
Fee has quite a lot of tolerance to alcohol, so... even compared to me, she has
it's
no tolerance to alcohol.
It's quite fun that way, to be honest.
Thank you.
It's, yeah, it's more fun.
You know, I was thinking... Yeah, I know, it's dangerous.
We'll
see what the wind is doing when we come out of here. If it's blowing as strongly as it was before, I think we'll just go back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not blowing so strongly,
yeah,
let's find a crossing across King's Road.
Yeah.
And then have a walk on the promenade.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
But we'll see what the wind's doing. But
yeah. We could even try and go onto the pier. The pier at night could be quite fun.
Yeah.
Although, of course, we are starting eating quite late, so whether it's still open, I don't know what time the pier closes.
Yeah, it might just have to be along the promenade.
Yeah. But we'll see how we go.
Yeah.
Sounds fun?
It does.
How we find our way back, I'm not sure, but we'll work it out somehow. We found our way here, so...
It'll probably be booze. Because I've got to edit things, Booville, you may have to follow my account as well if you're only following Robert at the moment.
You may. Well, you're going to get this one, everybody, via my iPhone, but we've also got Zoom recordings going most of the time.
We have.
Our whole lives are recorded.
Well, no, not our whole lives. There are certain things that remain private and will do.
Yes, that's true.
But
I have finished the sparkly wine, which was delicious.
Yeah. Right, we can cheers the glasses now.
Hang on, I've put it down. Hang on. Well, do you want to cheers them on your own?
I'll do it, yeah. Right,
okay, for it.
Cheers.
Don't break them.
That's a good noise. Shall I do it again?
Yeah, what note is it? It's not a C, is it?
No.
All right, that's enough now.
It's a G, but it's slightly sharp.
It's slightly sharp.
Yeah, you sound like my dad.
I'm sorry,
Fee. That's enough, Fee.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be patronising. It's just, you know, we're in company.
Are we?
We are.
Well.
And we don't want to appear to be blindy, do we?
No, apart from...
And that would be quite a blindy thing.
Doing the wine blind tasting. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's
perhaps
true.
Perhaps I'm blind drunk already.
That was quite funny. And the fact that...
She wasn't at all self-conscious.
It was really good that she said it.
Yes, it was. And then
I was so pleased.
And then she laughed, because I laughed.
Yeah.
She wasn't like, oh, no. She was just like... She probably knows someone's blind or something.
Yeah. No, she seems so comfortable, doesn't she?
Mm. So I'm going to pour some more water without... burning the whole restaurant down with that candle.
Here
we go,
Booville.
A nice sound for you. You ready?
Go for it. I'm now going to try my Rioja. Okay, the smell is sort of rich and dark and chocolatey. Maybe with a hint of cherry, sort of dark... Dark chocolate cherries. You imagine those cherries that you get that are sort of coated in chocolate. It's like that.
Actually, they're nice.
Mm.
May I have a taste in a minute?
It's unmistakably a Rioja. You would know that. I would know that instantly.
I was going to say, you would, yeah.
I would know instantly that's Rioja. yeah, you can have a taste and just say, I had my mouth full at the time.
Okay. Robert.
It's really full in the mouth. Don't you dare do a pull.
It's red wine, dude.
It's not.
Well, it is, actually.
It's not just any old red wine.
Yeah, but it is red wine.
Okay. Dude. It's full in the mouth. You can feel the tannins. It's quite rich in tannins. It's quite smooth, but it has that sort of unmistakable rocker tang to it.
Tang. Am I having my main Spanish potato cakes, aren't I? No, not Spanish. Not Spanish.
Well, your main's in here.
Splendid.
So, I'm just going to do just a run with that.
Thank you. Plate. Oh, it smells amazing.
Thank you. Is it a hot plate? No, that's not too warm as well. This plate...
It's hot.
It's really quite hot.
Okay.
Because it's been open, because it has to be grilled.
Stand, yeah.
Are you okay with that?
That'd be perfect, yeah. Yeah, it's fine. I will do what everyone else does and stick my hand on the plate just to show it.
Yeah, and I'll laugh at you.
You're not wrong, everyone else does do that.
That's perfect.
They go, yeah, it's fine, it's hot.
Do you want some salt and pepper on the table?
I'm fine, but do you need some salt and pepper?
It smells quite flavourful already, actually.
Everything's generally seasoned pretty well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll put them on the table.
Alright, okay. That's fine.
It's the pepper I'd be...
Yeah.
If you pop them in front of Fee, because she's the one more likely to have them. So.
Just in front of your cutlery there, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Are you okay? Everything
yeah, I think so. Okay, thank you. And the wine's gorgeous too, so it's working well.
May I taste your wine?
You may taste my wine. What you were trying to say, when you were saying Spanish potato cake thing, Swiss.
Spinach.
Swiss.
Spinach, I was actually trying to say.
But Rosties are Swiss.
No, but the Spanish sound alike was spinach.
Okay. Yeah. But what
Swiss
saying,
are they? I didn't know that. Yeah. How do you know that?
Because I've been to Switzerland several times.
I haven't. No, I like white wine.
What would you... Come on, try and describe it and don't say it tastes like wine.
Hang on. Smells like red wine.
No, come on, seriously. Seriously, think about it in terms of fruit or other things that you might eat or drink.
Okay, hang on then. I'm smelling it first. Well, I see what you mean, actually, about the cherries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chocolate cherries.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm not drinking loads, I'm just smelling it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, and then I'll taste a teeny bit more, if you want me to be serious about it.
Yeah, no, it's good.
It's got a sweetness to it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And it's sort of quite smooth.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that's good.
And it is slightly more...
How does it feel in your mouth?
Sort of velvety.
Yep, I'd go with that.
I wouldn't drink a glass of that.
Yeah, no, I can understand that.
But it's a nice experience to taste it. Here you are.
Yep. Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah. Perfect. Thank you very much, Fee. Okay, we'll do very quick tasters of our food, and then I'll finish on this boo. And yes, I did just nudge my plate, and it is on the roasting side of warm.
You are a silly billy.
No, I didn't deliberately do it.
But you're still a silly billy.
I am. I'm just going to put my phone on the table for a moment, actually. Check I'm not putting it in the wet bit. Okay, no, I'm not. There we go, that's good. The rosti smells absolutely delicious. I smell the cheese on it. I'm going to try and cut into a bit that feels like it's got stuff.
Yeah, we've both got rosti, haven't we?
We have.
You've got the one with the
spinachy.
And I've got the one with goat's cheese.
Yeah. Mmm. Mm-hmm.
What am I with? Courgettes and what?
It was courgettes and asparagus. And the pea sauce.
What's this thing?
What's what thing?
Let me give you a bit of my fork.
Okay. Give me a sec. Oh, just dropped it on me. Hang on, let me get you back the fork. It's okay. I just need to rescue it off my lap.
Hello.
Asparagus.
Ah.
Thank you for sharing your asparagus.
I'm dropping it.
I don't mind, because it means I got asparagus. And I adore asparagus.
I know you do. I'm
going to
take some ice out, a teeny bit of ice out
of
my water and put it in my wine. There we go.
You can't do that.
Well, I just did. Wasn't chilled enough.
Sacrilege.
White wine should be chilled, and it wasn't. But, you know.
Mmm. This is very nice.
Thank you, too.
I'm going to stop this recording here, but that is, it's really good. I'm really, really pleased that we came here.
I am, too.
Let's see.
Well done for picking it, Robert.
Well, it was a joint effort between Robert and Mark and whoever Mark knows at the place he used to work at in Brighton. So,
Well done, Mark. Well done, Robert. Well done, other person who I don't know.
Right. Remember to heave. Remember putting the headphones back in.
Bye bye, Booniverse.
It's too late. They can't hear you. But all they hear at the moment is.
Well, the pea sauce does taste a little bit peaty, to be honest.
Can I taste a bit of your pea sauce?
Well, I can't really.
Okay. Alright, okay. Doesn't matter.
If I find a big bit with it on, you can.
Okay.